Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album by jazz legend and saxophonist Sonny Rollins, who is now 85. The album collects live recordings made between 1979 and 2012. Kevin says the best of it is choice.
Sonny Rollins in concert in 2012. He seems to have given up on studio recording in favor of live compilations. The new Holding the Stage is volume 4 in his roadshow series. Rollins is very self-critical, doesn't enjoy listening to himself, and doesn't spend too much time deliberating over what to put out once he finds enough music he doesn't hate. There are a couple of real gems here. Disco Monk from 1979 is the earliest entry yet in the roadshow series. That's classic post-1970s Sonny Rollins. He surfs over the band, taking rhythmically charged solos that may not be so melodically complex. You can hear why the Rolling Stones wanted to record with him. Episodes like that are why people turn out to hear him now. Still, the album Holding the Stage is a mixed bag. The sound isn't always good, and as in concert, he doesn't always sound highly inspired. On a tune from 2001, Sonny's staccato bounce and the iffy recording can make his tenor sax sound like a bassoon. Stephen Scott on piano with Bob Cranshaw on electric bass, building a launching pad for the Boss. When Rollins steps up, he and drummer Harold Sumney conduct a dialogue and rhythm. Sonny Rollins tips his hat there toward the model for that blues, John Coltrane's Mr. PC. I hope we hear more from that 96 Paris concert. Holding the Stage also has a meandering solo improvisation in Rollins's modern style, where he flits from one theme to another without alighting anywhere for long. He touches on nursery rhymes, the French national anthem, and the hit of 1868, The Daring Young Man on the Flying Trapeze. Thank you. We jazz listeners pretty much all revere Sonny Rollins, even those of us who prefer his more intricate early works. He does know how to stay the course. He's been in what I think of as his late phase for the last 40 years.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Holding the Stage, the new album of live recordings by Sonny Rollins.